Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Validated by Victoria. I'm here with a TikTok, star. He's on the rise. He's got over 560,000 followers. I should say 560 followers, but 560,000 followers, growing. He does tattoos. I kind of got a little tattoo the other day. I'll say more about that. But this is Christian Crittenden. Okay, you're going to have to say it because I'm not butchering that again.
Christian Crittenden. You almost had it though. You did good.
I almost had it. My country accent will like butcher anything. Right. Okay. So just tell me about like your first TikTok and like how you started. Cause you've grown pretty fast. You had like one, I was just showed you before we went rolling that like got 26 million views. I think that's just so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super fun. Like, with the way TikTok started for me was me and some friends, you know, in the studio, just making videos just for fun. Didn't expect anything to come out of it. It was just like, throw them up. Maybe we'll get some bookings out of it. Like people make some people laugh. And once the first couple of videos started to kind of like gain some traction, and then like, it was like 10,000 followers, 50,000, 100,000. It was like, oh my God, where is this coming from? And it was like the consistency of it. Like it was of course we all have that like validation of the growth and things like that. And you want to keep going and you want to keep pushing. It's more motivation to do more. So that gave me like everyday content, boom, 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 making videos, posting every day. And, but the honesty of it is like, it wasn't intended that way. It was just like, let's just make some stuff, have some fun with it and see where it goes. And yeah, it's completely like been life-changing, to be honest.
That's awesome. I feel like a lot of people I talk to who've been on social media, especially my friend Alex James, he's been growing pretty big. He was there since Vine. He just started making some funny videos and it just kind of happened. I feel like a lot of people I talk to, they just don't really search for it. It just happened. That's what they say when you're dating. They're like, as long as you don't search for it, it comes to you. I feel like it's the same in the social media realm. Like if you're not like trying to be famous, it just kind of hits you out of nowhere. And literally 9 times out of 10, everyone I talk to, that's their story. They weren't trying to do anything. They're just trying to be themselves, trying to be funny. And people liked it. So, and that's your case. Now, how'd you get into the tattoo world? You're from Louisiana. I mean, all right, let's preface. I'm from North Carolina. That's like the Bible Belt. Like, you know, my parents are like, nay, tattoos. Like, how did you get into that?
Absolutely. And that's funny too. It's like my family is kind of like that too, in a sense. And like now look, it's like my face done. They don't love it. But so when I lived in Louisiana, as a lot of Southern states are, it's like you go to school, you graduate, you start working, you get married, you have kids, you die. And that's like the preface of living in Louisiana mostly. If you want to do anything, you kind of got to leave. But with me personally, my case was I battled with like, you know, drug addiction, alcoholism, things like that for a select amount of years in my life. And whenever I finally like had enough, it was like, I'm done. I'm over it. Like my life is in shambles essentially. I decided to go get help. And when I did that, kind of opened my eyes to a new world. You know, I don't need these substances and things like that to get by or make myself feel whole. So when I did that, I went to Mississippi for a little bit. Then I tracked to California with like just a backpack ready to do it. Not sure what's going to come of it, but it's better than Louisiana. And they got beaches, you know? So when I get out here, it was just kind of like getting by with the best that I could, things like that. So I've been in California for about 3 years now. And so it's been a road for sure. So when I first got out here, it was slow growth at first. It was just like, you know, not even social media at all. I had no social media presence whatsoever. Wasn't tattooing either. Like I started tattooing like right whenever like COVID hit, quarantine, things like that. And of course, like I always tell people, don't do this, but I was, you know, tattooing myself and my friends and things like that. Now learning, like being a professional and this is my career. I try to voice to people that there's a better way to do that, before they go, you know, doing these things to their friends and themselves and having to cover things and all that. So whenever I did that, I had a buddy that was already a professional tattoo artist, and he's seeing my things and he's like, okay, they're not terrible. would you want to learn the right way? So did that, did my apprenticeship and everything like that. So now it's been probably about 2 years of professional tattooing, full time, traveling everywhere, doing all these things. And it's just, it's happened very quickly for me personally. It's kind of surreal for me to feel that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you always been like interested or good at art? Because I mean, you got to have some like drawing skills. Where my mom was an artist, me, I can barely draw a stick figure. So there's that. Have you always had an affinity for art, or like been kind of talented at that? Or is this something you worked on?
Well, so whenever I was really young, my mom had me painting and drawing and things like that. It was kind of like an outlet in a way for like me to feel good. Because growing up, I wasn't always like the coolest kid, you know what I mean? So like, that was like my outlet, essentially. That's where I would turn to feel something and feel a little bit better about, myself, you know, like, look, mom, look what I did. I drew this. Like, I remember like pretty young, I was like middle school-ish. I drew like a portrait of Lil Wayne.
And it was like, do you still have it?
It's somewhere. I definitely do. I think you might have it actually.
You need to like frame that.
Right. So with that, and then like one thing my mom instilled into me, like very young, was paint your edges of your canvas, like all the way around, so that you don't have the negative, like the blank spaces on the sides. And like that kind of made me feel like complete what you start. Like if you start something, like don't do it half-assed. Like you have to fully commit to it and do it the best of your ability. You know what I mean?
That's my motto. Go big or go home. So exactly. If you don't go big, then just stay at home. But I love that you say paint around the canvas. And I love artists, and I have such an appreciation for any type of art, whether it's tattooing, beading, I don't know, yarning, whatever you do, that's art. I have an appreciation for it. So, my mom was always so particular about her artwork and her paintings, and a little bit about my story. And my listeners know, my mom passed away last year. And so I have all her paintings, and I just moved into a new house. And so I've been hanging them up. So when I got the word that a tattoo artist will come in, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool, because my mom did art, and that's just something I'm not good at. So I, you know, appreciate what you do. I think it's amazing. What is the coolest tattoo you've done so far?
So I've got, there's something along the lines of like my favorite tattoos are like really vibrant, very nice, like saturated colors, bold, like you can see it from a mile away. So I've got, I don't know if I've got a couple here, like on.
Yeah, we're Instagram rolling. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it.
Yeah. So like something like things like that.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Like I love butterflies.
Nice vibrant colors, man, things like that.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Wow. So yeah, that's kind of like, I can't pin it down to one. That's one thing like I just can't do, because it's like, I have so much love for this is my passion. You know what I mean? This is what my life is. So like narrowing it down to one is pretty difficult, but I definitely have my select ones that I'm like, yes.
Oh, how about your least favorite one?
So in the shop that I started in, it was very much like walk-in street shop, things like that. You know, it's just great. But then you get a lot of just whatever comes in. You know what I mean? So
that would be me. That'd be me after a couple tequilas.
So actually one day I had this one guy come in, and it was like, he was, you know, he had been next door at the bar that was, you know, it's connected to the shop pretty much. Comes in and he's like, hey, I want to get the Jägermeister logo on my butt. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, okay, like, because of course with this grown man that's been sweating all day and things like that, I'm like, you're gonna pay a little extra for that. So I was like, I'll do that for $500. You know what I mean? It's like this big, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that's all right. And I'm like, oh, I really thought that was gonna turn you away. So I knock it out in like an hour. You know what I mean? It's like done deal. Like, here you go. He loves it. He leaves. And afterward, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh man. But there's a bunch of them
sweaty booty tats. Exactly. There's like, I had some guy friends that all went and got butt tats before. It was like a band of brothers or something. I have no idea. And I'm like, y'all good, bro? Yeah. Right. I mean, you still remember that. Jagermeister, was he happy? Like, was he like,
oh, he loved it.
Well, you know what? As long as you're making someone happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's like, that's essentially why, like, I did choose what I chose, essentially, like with the tattooing things. Like, I say I chose, really, I feel like it just happened. It was meant to be. Like, it chose me, essentially. And, but with like content and things like that, it's almost like that's what I'm trying to do, is make people have a better day and make them laugh and make some people going through a bad time and things like that. I've had a lot of people tell me that, like, oh my God, your videos got me through this. And I'm like, what? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to think that, like, I'm just here making videos, trying to educate people and give them a good time and make them smile at least for a second. And it's like that, it's so how much impact is in that, you know?
And that's awesome. That's what I've talked to a lot of creators and people in the spotlight, and I feel like a consensus is, you know, they do what they do. And for me, especially, because I do a little bit of content creation myself, but just when I have someone message me like, hey, you've inspired me to keep going on, I'm like, hey, at the end of the day, if I just have one person tell me that, I've done my life right. So Absolutely. Do you ever share, I know you're talking about you overcome addiction and you went through, do you talk about that, or is that something you haven't gotten to yet?
I'm very open about it. I do let people know, because for one, it's like, I was scared to talk about needing help and before I got help. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't want to talk about it. It wasn't like, it's not your business. Leave me alone. Essentially. That was like the way I lived on that front. You know what I mean? So if I can let people know that it is possible to overcome that and live a good life and be happy with yourself, then I do that. Cause like every year on my sobriety birthday, I make a post about it, of course, and share. And I'm like, hey, like, if you need something, say something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I very much try to stay on top of, like, people that do reach out on things like that. Like, I'm like, you know, just know you're not alone. And I kind of run them through like my story and like tell them how I got through what I got through and how bad it was at one point and what happened and what it's like now, you know?
I always encourage people when they're ready, like, tell your story that really altered your life. And for me, it took, I had a brain tumor and my mom passed away. It was just like trauma after trauma. And it took me some time, but finally been able to share my story this year. And not only have beautiful things happened for myself, but it also has helped a lot of other people, which in turn helps yourself. So it's like, you're still healing. It's not like, oh, we're done healing, we're good. Like, you yeah. probably have to recognize you're still healing. That's why you celebrate your sobriety birthday.
Absolutely.
But I feel like addiction, trauma, anything that you go through, I feel like it's really important. And I love seeing who creators are real and open about their stories. So, like, I really appreciate that. And you're talking about your life path. Like, what I like to say this now, and I feel like it's a good question to ask, because I've had like a couple people be like, what is your why? Like, why do you do what you do? Like, what is your why?
Oh, man.
It's a very deep question.
It is. It really is. Like, to think about it in an aspect of like, why did I take that first step? Like, why did I keep going? Like, why did I, you know, it's honestly like, we all want to make our parents proud. Of course, there's always that. But it's more than that. It's like, I'm the oldest of six kids. So with that, I want to set a good example for one. Two, there's so much hate in the world as it is now. It's like I want to put some good in it. Like, how can I impact this stream of life in a positive way? You know, and it's like you were saying earlier, it's like, if one person reaches out and says, thank you, like, you did this, like, that's, you know, that's huge. It's like, if I go, like, I do this a lot and it's not for any reason. It's just because like I'll go to Starbucks and I'll, you know, put in my order and everything like that. And whenever I go to pay, I pay for the person behind me every time I go. And it's just because, like, for one, like, hope in hopes that they pass that on, they pay that forward. And even if they don't, it's like their day might be a little bit better. They might've woke up in a bad mood or had some fight with a friend or something like that, that they just weren't having the best day and they had to get their coffee. And they got their coffee paid for. And it's like, I would never ask for recognition on something like that or anything. It's just, that's just one way that I like to push that, you know, you push that, that envelope on, like, be a good person today, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, you had like a big come up. I mean, addiction's not easy and healing from that. And I mean, I didn't really know that about you, but like, obviously I talk about on this podcast a lot where I don't really go in deep because I like people to tell their story and I like to get to know them from meeting them right off the bat, first impressions. So now like listening to that, you know, I've known a lot of people battle addiction. They've overcome it. A lot of people have succumbed to it, unfortunately. And it's a big problem here in America, which is really sad. I mean, all over the world. But I mean, that's a big come up. I mean, did you struggle going, like, was there times where you're like,
Well, because like it, once you get into that, like into the recovery side of things and you like, you're trying to stop and you like want to get that out of your life for good. You meet a, you know, a group of people that, that have the same mindset and like you do end up losing people at times, you know, and that's hard. But it's just part of the journey, the experience of it all, you know, and it sucks to say that, but it's the reality of it. And it's also like a wake up call, like, okay, I have to keep it together.
Yeah.
Cause that can be next, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we've definitely, there's definitely been times where I'm like, man, this is a difficult, but I've never been the one to turn back to the substance. You know what I mean? It's like, I know where my life goes. If I do that, I know where I'll end up. Like I can bypass 6 months of time that I'm doing these things and I know where I'm going to be at the end of it.
Yeah.
So I don't even be the first drink. I won't even touch it. You know what I mean? I don't even think about it because like, I know where I go.
Exactly.
You know?
Everyone struggles. And I think it's just important to know like, okay, oh, I'm sober. Everything's good. Like you struggle, you have those thoughts sometimes. I think it's important for people to hear, to feel validated that they're like, oh, it's okay to have those thoughts, but as long as you don't succumb to them. Because I mean, there's times, I have depression. There's times I've been thinking about things, but I think that's just human. That's normal. And a lot of people have those feelings. So I think that's just important to touch on in that aspect. But, and also look at you, how many years have you been sober now?
3 years now.
3 years. And like, look how sobriety, like what has taken you? You're like TikTok famous for lack of better coin term, but like you've really, and you found your life path. Like, I think that's admirable. So what's next for you? You're still growing. Like what are your goals for 2023? Because we're coming to the end of the year now.
Yeah. Yeah. So here come in the beginning of 2023, I'll be transitioning into a new studio, tattoo studio. And it's a nice, like elegant type, appointment only, things like that. And that's kind of like my speed right now. Like that's kind of where I'm at, because for one, it's like, I'm going to be doing a lot of travel in 2023. I'm going to be in France, I'm gonna be in Amsterdam, Australia.
Wow.
And then of course in the States and things like that. So it's like, it's a big year coming up in 2023 and, having these things, like these tools that we do have, like social media and things like that, they help so much. And cause I have fans in Australia and I'm like, what?
Isn't it crazy? I think you have friends fans all over the world.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I now, like whenever I go out there, like I recognize names, I recognize like whatever. And it's like, oh my God, I remember seeing your comment. I'm so glad you reached out and I get to tattoo you now and we get to have fun. We get to make a video or whatever it is. It's like, it's such a good time. And so I'm super blessed to say, like, I do have the opportunities to travel around the world, because like, that's always been something of mine. Like, I want to do a lot of travel. Like Australia specifically, I don't know why, it's always just been one of those that like I really, really wanted to go to. And now having this opportunity, I'm like,
okay,
whoa.
Pause on that, because I was talking to this Australian girl and she was like, hey, you got to make sure it's not spider season.
Yes. That's so, what I've heard.
Like, whenever you go to Australia, they're like huge. They're everywhere. I'm like,
so big. I know. I'm like, no, that's your house now. You can have it.
Yeah, no, I would just burn everything and then here you go. So you got world travel, new studio. Where is your studio going to be located?
Newport Beach.
Okay.
Still around the area in Southern California. But it, like I said, it was just time for me to take that next step and kind of get a lot more along the lines of like nice private studio type of like vibe. You know what I mean? Nice, chill, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just so like for me, like mentally focusing on the tattoo, things like that with my client, like they get the experience that they deserve and everything like that. Because I'm big on like, say like you book a tattoo and we're tattooing all day and it's lunchtime. And well, you know, like, okay, oh, you hungry? What do you want? This and that. So we order the food and I always treat my clients to, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever, breakfast. Because it's part of the experience. It's like,
I would be so hangry too. And I'd be like, and then you have food and I'd be like, hi.
Absolutely. Yeah. And cause it does, it eases it a little bit. It's like, oh man, now we've bonded too. We've sat and we've talked, you know,
food about is such a bonding moment. At least
it really is.
So you just saying you provided food. I mean, it just lifted my spirits up. So I'm just going to point that out there.
So yeah,
so you like to make it the experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Now, who is like someone you hope to tattoo? Like who's someone like famous or something you hope to tattoo in like 2023? Man, have you been like always wanting to, I'm like, I just want to hit some ink on his skin or her skin.
I don't know. That's like a real tough one. I would love to tattoo maybe like, as far as like celebrities go, things like that, like Robert Downey Jr. has always been one of my favorites. Ryan Reynolds is like literally Ryan Reynolds is actually my background.
Why do guys have an obsession with Ryan Reynolds?
You seen him?
I mean, yes. Kidding? Like I get it. Like he's married to Blake Lively too.
He's a perfect specimen.
But guys like, on social media are obsessed with him.
If I could tattoo Ryan Reynolds, like I'd be good.
You'd be like, I'm done. We're done. Yeah,
I'm putting it down. I'm hanging up the towel. Like I've made.
We've made it. So Ryan Reynolds, if somehow you find this, let this boy tattoo your booty.
Absolutely.
Or just tattoo you. I just think it's funny. So I was talking about in the intro how I kind of got tattooed the other day. I have no tattoos except one. I just got my. This is not anywhere near what you do, but I got lip blushing and that's a really like tattoo, like lipstick on you. And my lips hurt so bad right now. I'm like, so that was an experience I've never been in. I was just sitting there. I'm like, is this how it feels? But maybe not. Probably hurts a little bit more on your lips, but
I don't know. Yeah, everyone asks me a lot of times, like, if my face tattoos hurt and things like that. And those were the easiest tattoos I've got.
Really?
Yeah, but I can imagine, like, on the
lips. On my lip.
It'd be pretty gnarly. Mm. I've seen girls get their, like, eyebrows done.
Yeah, I feel like I can do the eyebrows. The lip, I was like, oh, this is not going to hurt. And I'm like, I'm just laying there, like, staring at the ceiling. And she was just like, girl, I know you're in pain right now. I'm like, yeah. But it's gonna look cute after. Like I feel fine today, and that was yesterday. So I thought it was funny to add, and then it's like the only tattoo I have. Like I said earlier, when you're living in the Bible Belt, and then modeling and stuff, it's always been there's always been some stereotype around tattoos. Like you literally have to put in for model like submissions, or even on Fashion Week, Miami Swim Week, like, do you have tattoos? And I'm like, so why does that matter anymore? Honestly, with a girl with no tattoos, like, I don't care. Like, if you can walk, if you can model, like, why should that matter? I feel like you probably understand. There's like, especially like a perception around tattoos, and I feel like it's slowly fading away. But especially in the modeling industry, I'm like, yeah, I got that belly piercing hole from when I was 18. Don't put that on.
Okay,
that.
Okay, I've got the same hole. You're good.
Like the belly pier.
Yeah.
I had like that cool girl thing when I was like 18. I wanted to be like, I don't know, a rebel. I went to the mall and got it done. And then I'm like, girl, what you do? Why'd you do that? So on like the podcast, like before we close, we always talk about dating or some sort of dating. It's funny because I just talked this girl who lives in LA and we're talking about dating in California. Are you single in a relationship? Like what, it's complicated. You don't know.
Well, there's something to be said about things like that. It's like, I do have a person, of course. Mm-hmm. But with being a tattoo artist in general, it's hard to have a relationship and a family and things like that because of the long hours and because of, you know, the amount of people that do see us, you know, as tattoo artists. And, so it took it, I danced around that for a long time, like just from like past traumas, things like that, of course, but like, especially in this day and age, dating is so much different.
Going on? Dating, you know, sucks now. Honestly, it was better when I was in high school. I'm like, what's going on? But your girl's almost 30. You don't have to reveal anything, but like, do you go on dates? Like, have you been on dates in LA? When you first moved to like the California area, did you go on dates or like?
A little bit. There was a stage where like I didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because like being the tattoo artist and like with like in the beginning of like TikTok and things like that, there was a lot of people like, you know,
sliding in the DMs.
Hey. Yeah, exactly. You know, so I was like, a lot of times I steered clear of some of that because they get for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. You gotta be very careful, especially because, you know, there's people who love your successes. There's always people who want to ruin it too. Yeah, so you absolutely. Just, you never know. And it's so sad, but you never know. But my, we were, Sarah and Meg from F-Boy Island. We were talking about dating in California because I've been on quite a few dates and to say the least. And dating in California is definitely different from the rest of the United States, but
yeah,
I don't know how people do it
there. Yeah, it's for me, it's like, I just kind of like what you said. It's like, I don't know how people do like a lot of the dating and things like that out here specifically. Cause like being like from Louisiana, like, you know, everybody.
Oh yeah. So in the South, you know, everyone.
Like, yeah. It's like very much like, oh yeah, we got together in high school and we just stayed. You know what I mean?
So I go back home and there's people who have like my age, I'm 29 mm-hmm. and they have 5 kids and I'm still in shock and awe. I'm like, how do you have 5 children? I'm still a kid myself. And but like, at least, you know, coming from the South, they find themselves in high school. They literally get married or engaged or I have no, God knows what, like right after high school, and more power to them. God bless them. They whatever. But I mean, 90% of the ones I knew got married in high school, they're divorced already. So there's that with 5 kids. And I'm just like, me and my dog child are doing quite all right. But dating scene, difficult, especially, I guess, you travel, tattoo artists, and long hours. I didn't really think about that. I didn't think about that.
It's a lot.
And especially doing social media and as well, you got to figure out who's fake and, or who's actually liking you for you.
And then there's also that one, it takes a special person to be there with someone that has the following, you know, that, you know,
can handle it.
So like you have a lot of people sliding your DMs, you have a lot of people commenting and that can get to someone.
Yeah.
You
know, jealousy
all the time.
Ooh, we could have a whole episode about that, but yeah, that's what I've seen, a lot of insecurity. They like want it. And then they have it. And then they're like, I don't know if I like all these people commenting and start like pointing fingers. And like, it's just like, that's just not, you know, people on social, I don't respond to every love poem DM that I get. So I'm pretty sure you don't either. So, the insecurity and I get it. But dating now is rough. I think we've came up with a consensus through all the episodes of Shot. Dating is just, it's a cold world out there when you're dating. So if you're happily with someone, you're like, oh, I want to play the field. I have friends like that. They're like happily with their significant other. And you're like, oh, I'm thinking about being single, play the field. I'm like, no, like you stay happy. If you're happy, stay happy.
Stay there.
Don't go anywhere. Cold world. It's like World War III out here in the dating world. But, again, always touch on dating on the podcast. It's like the number one thing people always want me to talk about. I don't know why. I think I feel like that meme who's like, I'm like the single person giving everyone advice on dating. And I don't know, like, I can't, they always come to me. All my friends are like, what should I do? And I'm like, guys, you know, like my relationship life sucks, but I guess I give some great advice, but there's that.
Well, that's of course, that's always how it is. You know what I mean? Like, we can talk on it, but we can't take what we say.
Exactly. Like, exactly. That's how it always is. Well, Christian, I appreciate your time, taking your time out to come on the podcast. Really appreciate hearing your story. Follow you on TikTok without the EN. You got to figure out how to add that EN back in. Right. Instagram, is it the same?
No, it's actually, so that's another thing too. It's Christian with three N's AC.
Man and their TikTok usernames.
Not good with usernames, but it's okay.
Hey, you know, you're out there. You're on Instagram, TikTok, any other platforms?
YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat.
Ooh. All the Snapchat. All right. Yeah, well, maybe we'll see more Butt Jägermeister logo, whatever pics, butt pics. Yeah. I hope someone else comes in and gets one before the interview.
After they watch this, I get like,
they're like, they make sure they're so sweaty too. Perfect. Perfect. Well, I appreciate you coming on, taking time out of your busy day. Happy tattooing today. And I hope you have a really happy Thanksgiving too.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'd love to be on any time and definitely be in touch. If you ever come to California, be sure to hit your boy up. We'll
get my first tattoo.
You can hide it.
My first tattoo. I'll come to you.
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, you have a great one. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You
bye.
Too.
Bye. Later.